A new study from McGill University is giving us more insight into the effect that night shift work might have on our bodies at the genetic level. Researchers replicated the conditions of night shift work and off-hour sleeping schedules, the kind of shift work schedule that by some estimates affects around 25%, a quarter of the American population. While we know that lack of sleep can have negative health effects like an increased risk of cancer and diabetes, this study hints that such work could also make our genes work differently than they otherwise would. For more, we're joined by Megha Satyanarayana, engagement editor with our partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. Hi, Megha.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. So you're right, this was a small study, and people are pointing to that. But others are saying they came pretty close to replicating this night shift sleep. How'd they do that?
Right. So they took a handful of volunteers and they put them in a situation that effectively mimics night work. So they had them stay up all night for 4 days after a night of sleeping their normal shift. And so the idea behind that was, even if you work the night shift, you still have days off that you might spend with your family. So what they were trying to do was really essentially mimic what would be like a full work week.
Yeah. Then they took blood samples at intervals along the way and looked at gene expression patterns. What does that mean?
So in order for our bodies to function, our genes are transcribed. So they are turned into proteins, and the proteins are the things that do the action. And so what they were looking at was this intermediate step, how the genes are turned on and off, and the amount of what's called the template that are eventually turned into the proteins that do the work.
Yeah, because we know that, as you write, there are genes that control our body clocks and obviously everything else. So what did they find?
So they found a couple of really interesting things. We have a whole slate of genes in our body that are very strongly tied to circadian rhythms. And those genes, they continued to fire at the same times of day that they normally would, but they were tamped down just a little bit. And then they found some genes that were actively shifted when you shifted people's work and sleep schedules. And what's kind of interesting about both is that it suggests that genes that are really heavily tied to circadian rhythms are kind of stubborn, and they don't want to flip when you flip your working schedule. And that may be tied to why folks who work night shifts are at increased risk for lots of different kinds of illnesses.
Well, explain more, because, okay, so the rhythm of the circadian genes that help you sleep and wake, those were somewhat muted by this altered sleep cycle. But then how does that affect the genes that control, let's say, you know, cancer or your immune systems?
So that's part of what future studies need to really address, is how these more global findings of how, you know, sort of an entire genome responds to a night shift schedule, how we sort of pinpoint individual relationships between gene A, B, or C and disease A, B, or C.
So, for instance, as you write, we have genes that are related to these killer cells that might attack a tumor cell. And if the gene is impacted, maybe that killer cell is as well, because we know that there is more disease in people who have these sleep cycles. So is that the takeaway from this, that there needs to be more studies of the role of our genes when our sleep patterns are altered?
So there have been studies about how gene expression changes during sleep. The beauty of this study is that it was the first time that this same sort of experiment was done in this simulated night shift environment. And more studies are underway, but one of the interesting things is that, you know, a lot of researchers are looking at how we can help people who work night shifts be healthier. And some of these interventions that they're looking at might be behavioral, maybe changing when they eat or, you know, how often they eat during their shift. But then some of them may actually at some point be pharmacological. There are already drugs that are out there that attempt to address disruptions in circadian patterns. And so the idea is maybe, you know, somewhere down the line, there may be something that you can give, a night shift worker to help them, you know, do their jobs, but then also still be healthy at the end of the shift. This type of work is not going anywhere. We live in a 24/7 environment. So rather than, let people continue to be unhealthy. I think the idea is to help them do this work in a healthy way.
Yeah. So there might be a pill in the future as well. We'll keep an eye on that. That's Megha Satyanarayana, engagement editor with our partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. We know that there is, as you write, a shift work sleep disorder. We know it affects sleep, but it could be affecting many other things through their genes. Megha, thank you so much.
Thank you.